those deals are barely worth mentioning. But then there's AT&T's best deal on the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6, featuring FlexCam with Galaxy AI. You can get it on them when you trade in your eligible smartphone any year, any condition. It's a deal so good you'll be shouting from the rooftops! So grab a ladder and learn how to get that new phone on AT&T. AT&T, connecting changes everything. Requires trade-in of Galaxy S, Note, or Z Series smartphone. Limited time offer. 256 gigabytes for $0. Additional fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung or visit an AT&T store for details.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My kids like this podcast so much. It helps them focus at school, and they learn so much from it.
I am a kid, and me and my little brother listen to it every night before bed.
I love Lingo Kids! Yeah! Yes, I'm 8 years old, and I don't care. I still love it.
Parents, our podcast is here to capture imaginations, spark curiosity, inspire new ideas, and even help with bedtime routines. Enjoy it with your kid. Listen to Lingo Kids Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for a fun, screen-free way to entertain your kids? Check out Lively Lewis Stories. Our podcast offers magical adventures with Levi and Ivy, where they meet unicorns, dinosaurs, they time travel, and learn important life lessons like gratitude and compassion. Our stories are perfect for road trips, playtime, or bedtime. Tune in to Lively Lewis Stories on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Lively Lewis Stories, and start listening today.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here with us once again.
Woo, woo, we in the house. We in the house.
Oh, get it. Don't stop.
Don't stop. Get it. Okay. And it's like July. We in the middle of the summer.
Would you say this is like the midpoint of the summer?
Yes. So it's
depressing.
It's very depressing.
So depressing.
And with the summer comes all kinds of stuff. Like, and this is I'm diving right into my shady moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Give it to me.
The person shady,
okay,
is Mother Nature.
Mm.
She's acting like a mother effer.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not happy with her.
Woo!
So I had to go to Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay.
For some stuff.
Okay.
So Norfolk, Virginia, for people that don't know, is about 3.5 hours from my home.
Right.
Driving.
Right.
Okay. But I was catching a little flight home.
Okay.
No big deal.
Okay.
So I got on the plane and we all got on the plane.
Right.
We were like pulling back from the gate and the pilot was like, it's a stop. It's a full stop or something. Because in D.C., they're not allowing anyone to land because there was, quote, thunderstorms in D.C.
Okay.
So this is called a something. I think it's called full stop or ground stop. It's called
ground
a something.
Stop. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So they're like, he was like, you know what? We're just going to go out to the runway and just wait.
Okay.
So we're out in the runway. We're waiting. They give him updates every 30 minutes.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, about 5, 30 minutes went by.
Oh my God.
Okay. So we're on the runway for 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Just waiting to get the clearance to go.
Oh my gosh. And that is a short flight.
It's a 45 minute flight.
Yeah.
Okay. So
You would have been home if you drove.
Thank you.
You had driven.
Thank you. So I go up to the, I unbuckle myself and I go to the flight attendants and I'm like, hey guys, what's tea?
Right.
Cause like, if I go back to the gate, I can Uber home.
Right.
Cause that's where I was. I was so angry. So they were like, and I'm calling my daughters and I'm like, Grace, is it raining in DC? And she's like, no, it's sunny outside. But I said, I can't even take off because of the thunderstorms that supposedly are happening because Mother Nature is being a mother effer. Okay. Flight attendant said, oh, hey, Giselle, I'm so happy. Like, yeah, they want to talk about the show. The show? What show?
Right.
I want to get home. So I'm on 10.
Okay.
I'm very angry.
Okay.
Pilot says, we're going to go back to the gate.
Oh,
we're going to give you all the opportunity to get off if you want to get off.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
So then go back to the gate. And then they said, oh, they said it's lifted. We're leaving.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, okay, I'm strapped up. I'm ready. Then they were like, oh, they just said we're not leaving. I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Long story short, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to jump. I didn't know whether to bail. And mind you, I had to check. I had to like, not check my bag, but I had to like.
Put it. Yeah. So you had a carry on.
I had a carry on and they took it because it was a small plane.
Yeah.
So I really had to like make a decision. Like, am I getting off this plane and Ubering home?
Okay.
So we got on the plane at 6:30, 9:45.
Okay.
They said, okay, we're leaving.
Okay.
And so I got home about like 11:30 because we really didn't leave until like 10:15.
Okay.
Okay. So Robin, Mother Nature. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the best part of the story.
Okay.
Get home, jump into bed. Woke up the next morning.
Uh-huh.
Behind my house is a oak tree.
Mm.
It's humongous.
Mm-hmm.
Probably been there for 150 years.
Oh, my God.
Half of it's on the ground. So there obviously was a storm, right? As Grace was like, no, there's no storm.
There's no storm.
It's sun outside. So when it came down, it ripped off the gutters on the back of my house.
Oh,
so it's done some damage.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine if it was any closer.
Oh,
my house would have done a lot more damage.
My house would be like flat.
Smash.
Like smash, splat. So I'm in the process of fixing that now.
Oh.
But this is all because Mother Nature can't make up her mind.
Yeah.
Is she angry? Who's she mad at?
She's mad at the world because we keep polluting. She's mad at the people.
She's mad at me.
Okay. Yes, because of all of our waste and our pollutions and everything that we've done to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
To make her mad.
Right, because there's no reason for that tree to be on the ground. That tree is like first of all, it's huge.
Right.
And it's solid.
That's scary.
It's scary ain't the word. So I call my tree people because, you know, me and the tree people, we friends. Because, like, I cut down trees all the time. That need to be cut down. I don't want the tree people coming for me.
Right.
By the way.
Was the tree dead?
No.
Anyway? No.
No. Because I looked at it.
Uh-huh.
And like, you can tell if it's like kind of black.
Right.
No blackage.
Okay.
So this is really like wind came through and just
Holy
ripped
shit.
It. Yeah, I'm going to have to cut that tree down.
Damn. Mm. Yeah, Mother Nature has been acting a fool. I mean, between the heat and all of the storms all across the country.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, I just saw on the news, like, what was it? Like 18 people in, was it San Francisco or something? Died from heat exhaustion or heat issues with the heat. You gotta stay cool, stay out of the heat. Oh, and speaking of the heat, you know, my AC was out again.
Oh my God.
So
is this your shady moment?
No, because this was this was a couple weeks ago. So
but I'm giving Mother Nature a hug, by the way, because I don't want her coming for me anymore.
No, we don't want them damn trees falling on your house.
No, Mother Nature, please don't come for me.
And I definitely, the other night it was crazy storms and I was thinking about the trees around my house. And
yes.
I'm like, oh my God.
It's scary.
Yes.
Yeah, so Mother Nature, please be friends with me.
Yes.
Please be my friend.
Yes, she's dangerous.
Yes.
But yeah, no, my AC was out. Oh my gosh, that is straight misery.
So what did y'all do? That's check into a hotel.
So it's funny. So when, like, I noticed my thermostat, you know, I already had problems with it. The guy came out and fixed it. He said there was a leak. He found a leak. He fixed it. So when I messaged him, I was like, hey, you know, I got my thermostat set to 68, but the temperature says 74. And I'm like, God, yeah. I'm like, now it's saying it's 78. And he's like, oh, it's just super hot outside. And, you know, you're that upstairs is hard to keep cool,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And he was like, it'll come down in the evening, blah, blah, blah. So evening comes, temperature's not coming down.
Yeah.
Like there's no like cool air coming out of my vents. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel the air. I'm like, this air is not cool. So he came back out and he said, I needed a new compressor. So the leak that I had was, it caused damage to the compressor.
Oh, damn.
Right. So luckily the compressor was under warranty and he was able to come back like a couple of days. He ordered the part. He came back a few days later.
But it has been hot. We don't have time for this. It's been hot as shit.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, and every week it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter and staying hot for like the entire week.
Yeah, this is not good. So summer needs to go. Are we done with? I'm done with the summer.
I know. I haven't even been to a pool yet. Have you been in a pool?
I did. I went on a little trip. I was in the pool and the mosquitoes bit me up and I got out the pool.
Right.
Fast. it was like mosquito attack. Like right. They like accosted me. And they so from my waist down was in the water.
Right.
So waist up, I was accosted. I said, these mosquitoes be damned.
No.
And the mosquitoes where I was biting me, they hurt.
Ooh,
like you could feel
you
it.
You could feel it when you
and
got
it
there.
Hurt.
Ooh.
I said, oh, this is some different shit.
Oh yeah. That's like were they mosquitoes when we were in Mexico? We took a trip on Potomac to Mexico. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
And those bugs were just like,
it was similar to that.
Okay.
Remember with that, because that was like a little like
a pool, what do they call it?
Lake or like a
lagoon.
Like lagoon. A little lagoon.
Uh-huh.
It was very similar to that. But this was, I had a pool, I had a villa, and the pool was outside my villa.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like the lake.
Yeah. Those bugs were on everyone's face. They were all over our face, our
disaster.
Chest. It was gross. We had to like skedaddle out of there.
Skedaddle.
Horrible.
Yeah, me just out being angry and screaming. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay, what's That's your so shady funny. Moment?
Oh, okay. So this shady moment goes to me and my family.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that they're always, is there always your shady moment?
No.
Okay. All right, fine.
No.
We but love the fam.
Like, you know, we do shady things.
Yeah. Oh, all of y'all are in on this.
Three of us.
Okay.
Three out of four, because Carter wasn't there. So it was me, Corey, and Juan.
And Carter, I feel like secretly is the...
Like the goody two-shoes kind
of?
Like
the family. He's the goody two-shoes of the family.
He is. He's the one that would probably be like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
if he was a little older, he'd actually be running the household.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the one, like, I remember, I don't know. He's the one that if we're in a place that doesn't seem right, like he's kind of just like watching and he's like, yeah, no, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yes. So we were at Sweet Green.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Green is like a salad place, you know, one of those, you know, you tell them whatever, they mix the salad and blah, blah, blah. And we're on the way out. We ordered our food to go. We're on the way out and I was grabbing the plastic forks for our meal. And I was like, oh, we're out of plastic forks at home. So let me grab a few more.
Let me find out. Robin is stealing forks from Sweet Green. Okay. Robin's stealing forks from Sweet Green. Juan is eating Twinkies at Costco and like leaving with the and put the Twinkie box back. What is happening with the Dixons?
Oh my gosh. I mean, is it considered stealing?
Yes. Well, okay. I think it's the honor system, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to take one.
Okay.
For your one salad.
Those salads are expensive. So
how many did you take?
Okay. So when we got home.
Okay.
We counted.
And?
64.
I'm done. This episode's over. Robin is out here stealing forks.
So, okay. I only took like 8 additional ones, right?
Yeah.
And so then here comes one. Oh, yeah, no, we need more. And then Juan grabs
a handful. Okay, first of all,
we need more. And then Corey grabs a handful.
How did they even have 64 out there for you to take?
I guess, you know, it doesn't look like 64. But
right.
when you grab them, you know, sometimes they have like, those like where the sodas and stuff are, where the drinks are, and it's like those little circles in the counter and like the silverware.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. You don't have to describe
it was like three full things of
You're the problem.
Of course.
I just want you to know you're the problem. Okay.
I told them to stop. Okay. I was just like,
if Carter was there,
like
he would not.
More.
Carter would not let this go down. For sure. You, Juan, and Corey together, it's a menace to society. This is terrible.
It is.
So like now, can you imagine the people that went there that day and could not eat their, they had to eat their salad with their hands.
I'm sure they
because
have like,
Robin took all the forks.
I'm sure they have like 10,000 forks in the bag.
Do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're like those little cheap, like out of recyclable materials.
Of course. It's actually not cheap. It's actually more expensive to make those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what they say anyway. Anyway, Robin, you're the worst for the record. Okay. So I want to talk about Hannah Burner.
Oh, yes. You went to her show or what was it? A party?
So her Netflix special debuted on Netflix.
Okay.
And so she had like
a live comedy show. Like her Netflix special is a
live comedy show.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's not live. It's taped.
Well.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, no. Like a live show. Yes. Oops. Okay. I can't think today. Anyway. So just to refresh you guys about who Hannah Burner is, a couple years ago, over the pandemic, I did Chat Room.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the hosts on Chat Room with me and Portia.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Portia's been on Instagram lately. And
we'll
get into that.
Yes.
But anyway, so Hannah, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory about Hannah.
Yeah.
Because she was on a show called Summer House, which is on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing Chat Room simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of wild because I was filming Potomac. Portia's filming in Atlanta. She was filming. She had already done Summer House, but it was airing. But she filmed the reunion. We was like, Hannah, go in that reunion and kill that thing.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't kill that thing. The reunion killed her.
Killed her. Okay.
So shortly thereafter.
Right. Why did they not bring her back?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, you know, there was a lot of people that. There's a lot of reasons, and I'm not going to get into it because it's not my story to tell. But anyway, this story I can tell, with the story I'm telling now. She was fired from Summer House.
Okay.
But we still had Chat Room. And I think a part of it was kind of like, yeah, it's not really working out with Summer House. She's not really getting along with the group, but she still got Chat Room.
Okay.
So we continued with Chat Room, and then eventually she got fired from Chat Room.
Oh. Okay.
So she was like, I got fired from two damn jobs in like 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. So she was like, this is f***ed up.
Right.
When we started Chat Room,
why did she get fired from Chat Room?
They was like, we're going to move into a different direction. And remember, we started having guests on Chat Room. So we kind of, in order for us to have guests, we kind of needed to let one person go.
Okay.
So right before the pandemic started, she had bought a suitcase, like the first suitcase she had ever bought. And she was like putting herself on tour as a comedian.
Okay.
And then the tour was canceled because of COVID. And then Chat Room came along.
Okay.
And then Chat Room ended for her.
Okay.
And she was like, you know what? I'm going to go back on the road now. Because at that point, you know, the world was opening back up.
Yeah.
So she went back on the road. So then Zoom to 2 years after that. And she called me.
Uh-huh.
She was like, Giselle, I have a show in D.C. And I was like, doing what? she was like, my stand-up show.
Right.
Will you come?
Okay.
And I was like, sure. And I even said to her, I think I told you this. I even said to her, Hannah, do you need me to come on stage? Because there's no way I could see her pulling a live live comedy show. Hannah cannot pull this off, right?
Okay, right.
And I don't know anything about her. Like, I know she's very big on TikTok and all that, but at the time I didn't really know much. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go to the show, I bring Grace. We're dying laughing.
Really? Okay.
Grace is rolling over on the floor. Like, and Grace is like 18 at the time. So if you get the kids, you're good.
Uh-huh.
Zoom to after the show, I go into her dressing room. I'm like, Hannah,
right?
You killed that shit.
Yeah.
She was like, I know, Giselle, I've been working real hard. I said, girl.
Wow. Yeah.
So she was like, yeah. Somewhere in all that, they wanted her to come back to Summer House.
Okay.
She called me. She was like, Giselle, what do you think? Should I go back to Summer House? So I was like, yeah, I think you should.
Uh-huh.
And just make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about your comedy stuff. And she was like, no, f*** them. And I said, wow.
Okay.
And last night, she was on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Right. Wow.
You guys, I just turned 30. Thank you. 29 months ago. And I feel good. But society really tries to scare you. Commercials are like, do you have a fine line? Ew.
Do you have a gray hair? Disgusting. Men will never notice you ever again.
And I'm like, that sounds so peaceful.
Now she has a Netflix special.
Yeah, she's killing
Hannah
it.
Is a certified superstar, and I'm so freaking proud of her.
That's so
because
awesome.
She stuck to her guns.
Yeah,
which was I'm going to do it my way.
Right,
and it was actually a lesson for me because mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, you have goals in life, and you get sidetracked.
Yeah,
and you can't.
Yeah.
You have to like stick to what you believe in.
Right.
So congratulations, Hannah Berner. We love you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. I need to watch the show. So I assume you watched.
I think it was very similar to what I am going to watch it, but okay. I think it's very similar to what I saw when I went to the live show.
Oh, really? Okay.
But no, it was great. I got to meet her Nana because she always talks about her Nana and her mm-hmm. mom. I got to meet her husband because I'd seen all these people virtually on yeah. chat room, but I never got to meet them in person. So it was a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that story.
Yeah. No, it was
like she's okay. She got fired from Summer House. She got fired from chat room.
Yeah.
And now she has a comedy special on Netflix.
Yeah.
I would say she's winning over all of y'all.
Totally.
Everyone.
Okay. Mind you, she was like the unknown underdog on chat room. And now she's like, she told me and Portia to suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it, bitches.
Yeah.
And she, you know.
And it's like she doesn't need an ensemble cast to do it.
No.
She's doing it by herself and
by
on
herself.
Her own. That's really impressive.
No.
That's awesome.
It's totally impressive. And it's all about her sticking to her, believing in herself.
Yeah.
She invested in herself.
Yeah. So on Summer House, was she like funny? Was she telling jokes on Summer House?
Yeah, but a lot of times that gets edited out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a lot of times what stays is the drama and mm-hmm. the screaming and the cussing out and all that. And,
yeah.
you know, it got to be a little toxic for her.
Got it.
Yeah, but her and Paige was there. You know, her and Paige, they have their Giggly Squad podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really good friends.
Right.
So, that's anyway, awesome. Hannah, keep doing you, boo.
Yes, love that.
I'm your number one fan, boo. And everybody was like, so it was in New York.
Yeah.
So I literally just went for it.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was like, you just came for this? Yes.
Yeah.
I came to support my girl.
Yeah. That's
damn
awesome.
It. Everybody's making me feel bad because I came to New York to support Hannah.
What? No. Like when I saw, I don't know, like a photo or something that you posted. And I was like, I knew if it was... Like, that's you. You're
yes.
going to show up. Like, if your yeah. friends or people that you love are doing something special, you're gonna make a way
yes.
to be there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You're going to go out of your way to be there. So.
Yeah, totally.
That's awesome.
Here's a little secret. Most smartphone deals aren't that exciting. To be honest, they're barely worth mentioning.
But then there's AT&T and their best deals. Those are quite exciting. They're the kind of deals that are really worth talking about, like their deal on the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6. With this amazing deal, you can trade in your eligible smartphone for a new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6, any year, any condition. The deal's so good, it will have you shouting from the rooftops! So, get yourself down to street level and learn how to snag the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6 on AT&T and maybe grab a ladder on the way home. AT&T Connecting changes everything. Requires trade-in of Galaxy S, Note, or Z Series smartphone. Limited time offer, 256 gigabytes for $0. Additional fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung or visit an AT&T store for details.
I've been thinking about you. I want you back in my life.
It's too late for that.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do. One session, 24 hours.
BPM 110, 120. She's terrified.
Should we wake her up?
Absolutely not.
What was that?
You didn't figure it out?
I think I need to hear you say it.
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
This machine is approved and everything? You're allowed to be doing this?
We passed the review board a year ago. We're not hurting people.
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Angie Martinez. Check out my podcast where I talk to some of the biggest athletes, musicians, actors in the world.
We go beyond the headlines and the sound bites to have real conversations about real life, death, love, and everything in between.
This life right here, just finding myself, just relaxation, this not feeling stressed, this not feeling pressed. This is what I'm most proud of. I'm proud of Mary because I've been through hell and some horrible things. That feeling that I had of inadequacy is gone.
You're gonna die being you. So you gotta constantly work on who you are to make sure that the stars align correctly.
Life ain't easy and it's getting harder and harder. So if you have a story to tell, if you've come through some trials and tribulations, you need to share it because you're going to inspire someone. You're gonna give somebody the motivation to not give up, to not quit.
Listen to Angie Martinez IRL on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Señora Sex Ed is not your mommy's sex talk. This show is La Plática like you've never heard it before. We're breaking the stigma and silence around sex and sexuality in Latinx communities.
This podcast is an intergenerational conversation between Latinas from Gen X to Gen Z. We're covering everything from body image to representation in film and television. We even interview iconic Latinas like Puerto Rican actress Ana Ortiz.
I felt in control of my own physical body and my own self. I was on birth control. I had sort of had my first sexual experience.
If you're in your señora era or know someone who is, then this is the show for you.
We're your hosts, Diosa and Mala, and you might recognize us from our flagship podcast, Locatora Radio.
We're so excited for you to hear our brand new podcast, Señora Sex Ed.
Listen to Señora Sex Ed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Andrea Gunning, host of the all-new podcast, There and Gone. It's a real-life story of two people who left a crowded Philadelphia bar, walked to their truck, and vanished.
Nobody hears anything. Nobody sees anything.
Did they run away? Was it an accident? Or were they murdered?
A truck and two people just don't disappear.
The FBI called it murder for hire.
It was definitely murder for hire for Danielle, not for Richard.
He's your son, and in your eyes, he's innocent. But in my eyes, he's just some guy my sister was with.
In this series, I dig into my own investigation to find answers for the families and get justice for Richard and Danielle. All that I know. Listen to There and Gone South Street on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we talk about something that's not so popular?
Sure.
Chris Brown.
Why is that not popular?
Well, so I feel like some people still are like, he's a controversial subject.
Yeah, but he has like his like diehard fans.
Right.
Because he's super talented. But yeah.
Super.
Yes.
I want to say I want to go to the concert.
Oh.
I want to say the concert was in town, but I was out of town.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm mad that I missed it because I was surely going to go and kind of be in the front row and be dancing. Like all the clips that I'm seeing on Instagram.
Right.
People of his show.
Yes.
Unfreaking believable.
Uh-huh.
Just him. I'm not even looking at the crowd. First of all, whoever's dressing him right now is killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see him grind and gyrate and do all the things.
Yeah. He's definitely super talented. And I don't think he gets, you know, like he's like on, is he on the same level as Usher?
I think he's surpassed.
You think so?
Well, okay. As far as what's concerned, as far as talent?
Yeah. Talent and music catalog.
He has way more music than Usher.
You think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way he doesn't.
Like way more hits?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Okay, somebody let us know. Do the math, y'all.
Yeah.
Let us know about Usher and Chris Brown.
Yes.
But I think singing sings better than Usher. Dancing, performance, better than Usher. I've seen him once before.
Yeah.
And I've seen Usher. And I can compare the two. I think Chris Brown's stage presence and all that is Beyonce-esque.
He's like more athletic with his dancing than Usher. Like he can kind of like, his dancing is just a little more like pronounced than Usher.
Yeah.
I don't know about his, I don't know. The music is up for debate for me, like between like the hits.
Well, we don't know. So we need somebody to do some research.
Yeah.
So who are we going to get to do our research? Should we ask the Ollie Hawkins family? Or should we ask, who's our other girl? Gigi that was screaming Gigi. At us? Or should we ask Muhammad?
Yes. Or Mimi.
Or Mimi. Yes. Do the research and get back to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Chris Brown or Usher. We need to know which one is better. Or we can just do like a poll.
Yeah.
You know, and let everyone just vote on the poll.
Right. Okay? And who has the most hits is really the question.
Right. Okay. Two of them. Who is the better artist overall, Usher or Chris Brown? And who has the most hits, Usher or Chris Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
The end.
Okay.
Okay. Can we talk about, speaking of Netflix, Netflix special. I know I'm on a roll today.
Yeah, you are.
Because I ate all of my Wheaties and my blueberries. Oh, and now, guess what I'm putting in my oatmeal? Okay.
Chia seeds.
How did Robbie know? How did you know? How did you know that?
Because that's just like... my Instagram feed, like, you know, all like the stuff that pops up is all health food related nutrition stuff. So yeah, it's chia seeds, of course. I just know.
Okay,
just
so wait.
I can't tell you why. I can't tell you what.
Okay, are you eating some chia seeds?
I have. I don't really eat oatmeal a lot, so I do like to put them in my oatmeal.
But you can put it in your yogurt.
I can, but I don't like to put it in my yogurt.
Okay.
I prefer it in my oatmeal.
Okay.
But I don't eat oatmeal that much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an oatmeal everyday girl.
Really?
So in my oatmeal, guys, is my blueberries to make me smart.
Mm-hmm.
My chia seeds, because that makes me like lose weight or something. Makes me...
I can't tell you what the benefit is.
Okay.
But they say chia seeds.
They say chia seeds. Okay. My wheat germ, because that's like fiber.
Okay.
And my flaxseed meal, because that's fiber too. But they kind of balance each other out. They kind of taste the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going down.
Yeah. Okay.
So I should be healthy and beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you already are.
I know. I got to keep it up. Yes. I got to keep it up. And that's why I have all this energy right now.
Oh my God. I saw this on Instagram. It was a video of a 92-year-old woman and she has, her mobility is better than ours.
Really?
Like, yes. It was, it's awesome. And that just makes me think, like, as we age, we have to stay active. We have to stay mobile. And it's not just, you know, walking, lifting weights. Like, no, you need to do like the flexibility exercises and all of that type of stuff. Like she was amazing. I gotta find it. Like, she doesn't look anywhere near 92.
Yeah,
she's strong, active, spry, flexible, all of that. So
yes, so I was watching something. This is actually not what I was going to talk about, and I think Asians, they have more Asian centennials, I think, than any other culture.
Centenarians.
There we go. What I call them, centennials. I made that up.
No, well, centenarians is like year, like that's
100 years.
Yeah
Centenarians.
Yeah,
something about, there was a whole special. So most,
they walk a lot
and they don't really have furniture. I know that sounds so crazy. They have furniture, but a lot of their culture is sitting on the floor.
Okay.
And then you get up and then you sit on the floor and you get up.
Okay, that's mobility.
Yes.
Okay.
And I thought, I was in my house the other day, I thought, I ain't sitting on the floor.
Right.
What am I sitting on the floor for?
But that's why they don't let you wear shoes in their house.
Yes, it's part of their culture. Like they're always like sitting
they're
on the floor.
They're on the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But walking also, I've seen, you know, studies say if you walk whatever 10,000 steps a day, you prolong your longevity and all of that too.
So. Totally.
Yes, we got to stay active.
So, yes, I'm staying active. Okay, anyway, what I was going to tell...
You get active if you're not. Okay.
You can get... Okay. So this segues to the documentary Sprint.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Girl, it's so good.
Ever since Usain Bolt retired, who is going to be that next 100-meter champion?
Look good, feel good, do good. Who says you can't be sexy on track?
I'm an Olympic champion, a mommy.
There is no crown heavier than the Olympic 100-meter gold medal.
Okay, so it's about the track and field as we gear up for the Olympics.
Okay.
So it's about kind of like the Worlds, like them getting ready for the Worlds and getting ready for the Nationals.
Oh, okay. So it's like Sha'Carri Richardson.
Heavy Sha'Carri, her story, and Noah Lyles.
Okay.
His story.
Okay.
Is he from here? Is he from the DMV? No.
I don't think so.
Okay. No, I think he's from Chicago.
Okay.
I'm making that up. Detroit, something. His mother, yeah. Anyway, so... I didn't know. So this is all post. These things have already happened. The Worlds have already happened.
Uh-huh.
Nationals have already happened. And I didn't know whether or not these people won, lost, or drawed. Okay.
Okay.
And they did a lot of story about the Jamaican girls. So there's a There's another girl.
Okay.
That's also very
from
good.
From Jamaica.
From Jamaica. There's three girls from Jamaica.
Okay.
Okay. Long story short.
Oh, he might be from here. He went to Alexandria City High School.
Yeah. I think he's from, they're from Virginia.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So thank you, Robin slash Carly. Carly quit, y'all. Yeah. I just want y'all to know. Carly quit.
She's too busy for us, y'all.
The DOO has died. The DOO is gone.
It's just us.
Just me and Robin.
Well, we do have a new social media person.
We do.
Killing it.
Yes.
Okay, let's get back. Let's get to that. Let's finish your thought.
Should we tell the people his name, the social media guy? Because then everybody's going to want him. So I don't think we should. I think we should keep him anonymous.
No, we want him to get work.
But we don't want him to get so much work, he can't work for us. Is that selfish?
Yes, he can handle it.
He can handle it. Okay. Yes.
All right, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. All right.
So finish your
thought. Anyway, I didn't know what was going on. So by episode, so I'm all dialed in. Like, what's going to happen? Are they going to win? Are they going to win? By episode like six, I am in the fetal position crying.
What?
Cheering for my girl, Shikari Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm her new number one fan.
Really?
That's my girl.
Okay.
When she took off the orange wig and threw it on the ground and went and ran that chick, I said, get it. God damn it. Get it.
So you watched, so you watched the documentary.
Yes.
But you didn't watch the races
when they happened. So I didn't really know what was going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
So this is my PSA.
Okay.
Not PSA. Yeah, I guess PSA. Sure. I'm saying y'all should watch it.
Okay.
It's Sprint and it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I love to see athletes or even like artists like in preparation for their big event.
And it's wild because they're training 8, 9, 10 months for
a 30-second race, right?
One is 9 seconds, one is like 20 seconds.
Right.
What?
Right. Isn't that crazy?
And you gotta be ready.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. You have to be ready. But it did show the camaraderie about within, like, because, you know, for the guys especially, well, the guys and the girls, so for the worlds and the nationals, when they're getting ready to compete, they're all like they're eating together,
right? They're training with each other,
they're training with each other,
competing against each other,
and they're competing against each other. So it's kind of like y'all are friends but you hate them. So Noah was really wanting, there's a guy from London that wanted to beat the London record.
Okay.
And Noah was like, yeah, you're going to beat that, but you ain't going to beat me.
Right.
And that's what happened. Like, Noah beat shit out of everybody.
Really?
Okay. But he didn't beat, but that guy beat that record. And it was kind of like, because Noah's running so fast, it motivated that other guy and he beat that London record. So
yeah.
And it was all like dapping each other up. So it was good.
That's awesome. Yeah. So they train, they compete, but then they like push each other.
Definitely push each other.
That's awesome.
And that's what Shikari said. Shikari said, okay, I don't want to tell y'all what happened.
Okay.
Spoiler alert for the series in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, fine. She won the gold.
Okay.
And she beat the two Jamaicans.
Okay.
And she said to them, they were like, you finally got the gold. They was like happy for her. Because they've gotten it a million times.
Right.
She was like, yeah, I had to train hard because of y'all.
Because of them, yeah.
Because of y'all. Like, y'all did this to me.
They made her better.
They made her better. And she, like, gave them their props.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
And I don't know if you know this. So there is we have a local 16-year-old boy that goes to Bullis.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Damn it, what's his name?
Because I just saw the little report about him.
Yeah.
On the news. And he's going.
Yeah, he's going to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yay. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
no, so that's awesome. Great. So think about this. He'll have this Olympics. I'm sure he'll have the next Olympics
right.
4 years from now. So he'll probably have like 3 Olympics.
Yeah, and he's small. And so I imagine over the next 4 years, he'll grow and get taller.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, what is his name? I'm sorry. I want y'all to look him up. And so his strides will be longer.
Yes.
Like he's killing it and he's short.
Right.
And he's little and he's smaller than all of these men he's running against, which is awesome.
So that's great. So by the way, he goes to a school called Bullis, which is in Potomac. Everybody wants to like throw shade on Potomac, but we put Potomac on the map.
Okay. His name is Quincy Wilson.
Yes. That's his name. Quincy.
Bullis. He goes to Bullis. Sharice's children went to Bullis.
Yeah.
It's a great private school. They have a really great track and field program.
Yeah. Most of their sports are really good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But Quincy Wilson, 16 years old, going to the Olympics to run track.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay, speaking of Netflix, and then we're done with Netflix, because you know, we're not getting paid by Netflix at all. Not at all.
You're right. We're talking about Hannah on Netflix.
I know. Hannah.
Sprint on Netflix.
Okay, I got one more for you.
I know
you.
Which one you're going to say.
What?
1,000.
Oh, my God! Robin, how can you mind.
I know.
Are you like secretly going through my Netflix and seeing what I'm watching?
I might have your house.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
How did you know I was going to say that?
Because someone actually emailed us and suggested that we watch it, and, or said, you know, for you to watch it or for us.
Okay.
So I was like, and then so, I think, I don't know, you know, we have all these group chats. I think you mentioned it in one of our group chats.
Okay. So listen, up for the challenge. 1,000 kids. Man with 1,000 kids.
Is that what it's called?
It's something like that. Something easy.
Okay.
Y'all, it's only 3 episodes.
Oh, really?
I watched that nonsense. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. The title of the show is like Man with 1,000 Kids.
The Man with 1,000 Kids. And she said, and no, it's not Nick about Cannon. Nick Cannon.
Right.
This is Yvette Martinez emailed us. So
okay.
Shout out to Yvette,
so,
for
Yvette,
reading Giselle's mind.
Yeah. Yvette, thank you, because I watched it. And guess what? Guess what? It's more like 3,000 kids. It's not even 1,000.
So he's a sperm donor?
So apparently there's rules. Like, you can only sperm donate and contribute to like 5 kids. Like, you can only give stuff for 5 kids.
Okay.
This man, this is in the Netherlands. He went to every donation clinic.
What?
I think there was 11 of them. Apparently, if like one jizz, like one squirt in the container, you can make from that 200 kids or something.
Damn.
Because like, it's only like a swab.
Okay.
Right? That they take and put up. So from that, I think it's like 200 kids. Anyway.
What?
He was, they calculated that stuff. He's doing that all over the place. And then there was another site for women that, because you got to pay for the clinics, right? Okay. There was another site on the side, like, you know, I'm struggling, help me out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a lot of kind of like lesbians on there. So maybe the clinics weren't giving it to the lesbians. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, they was meeting him at like the restaurants. He would go squirt off in the bathroom and then hand them the container.
What?
And then they would like take the container and get into the car and insert it in the car.
What?
It was wild stuff going on.
Oh my gosh.
In the Netherlands, he is father to everyone.
What?
There's at least 1,000 kids in the Netherlands.
Okay, so now you have to run the risk of people dating their brother, their siblings.
And that's the problem. That's the problem.
And that's why they keep a limit to it.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Because they've done a study, and the study is that you're naturally attracted to people that
look like you
and have the same DNA as you, right? Not so you're thinking, okay, this person just looks like me, but they're not related to me. So you're naturally attracted to that person. That's a study. And yeah. There's going to be so much inbreeding. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
In the Netherlands.
Wow.
So then Africa. So it was a couple guys. Let me tell you how gross this is. And then I'm going to let y'all go because this is ridiculous.
So do they have a case of that actually happening? Like,
well, the kids are young.
They're young. Okay.
Oh, yes. The kids are now getting a little older.
Okay.
And a couple of them were like, oh, but I like Johnny. And they're like, no, Johnny is your half brother.
Oh, my God.
So there was another guy that was also they call them serial donors. There was another serial donor, and they knew each other. The two serial donors knew each other. They were mixing their sperm.
What?
And giving it to people because they were like, it was a joke and a game to them. They're like, oh, that we'll see who that ends up being the father. Like, whose sperm is stronger? Who gonna make it? What the hell? What kind of sick shit is this? Then they had a third guy. They're all in cahoots. Kenya, the country, they were like, we need some European sperm over here. There was something on the internet. I don't know what y'all be Google searching, okay? So
this is like a fetish.
They paid a couple sperm donors to go over there, put them up in a hotel for like 2 weeks, and they were giving their sperm every day. The guy says he wants to bleach Africa.
What?
So now we didn't got into some racist, disgusting bullshit.
Gosh.
This is just the whole.
Oh wow!
That episode, I was like on fire.
Oh wow!
Okay, so they took the man to court.
Okay,
and the sentence is: the court came down in the Netherlands. The sentence is: if he gets caught donating or fathering any other child ever in his life, he has to pay $100,000.
Okay.
I'm like, how are we going to track this?
Right.
Right. Because he's doing it right now.
Yeah. He's doing it.
He's
like
squirting in a cup
table.
Right now.
Right.
There's that. And I said, just do the surgery and like cut his balls off. Not cut his balls off, but like.
They can't like force him to do it though.
Right. Like I was thinking though, like.
Yeah.
Because you're a danger to society.
Yeah.
So I think he should get the testes, not the testes cut, a vasectomy.
Yeah.
you need a vasectomy.
He should, but clearly he gets off on this. Like he's
he's
not going to volunteer for a vasectomy.
No.
And no one can force him to do that.
No.
Is he attractive?
Okay, so the thing was he has blonde hair, curly blonde hair that he wears, he says, like a lion. He ain't attractive to me.
Okay.
He has blue eyes, and that's it.
Okay. He sounds like Gavin Newsom.
Gavin has brown hair. Thank you very much.
All right.
And Gavin can get the draws. And this guy is kind of short.
Yeah.
Gavin is tall.
Okay.
So I can climb his mountain.
He's short?
He's kind of short.
I mean, I would think, like, who's signing up for his sperm?
Well, I don't know. I don't understand. Because the couples with, like, the men that are the fathers.
Yeah.
Why haven't y'all found him in the streets and pummeled him?
Right.
Give him a pummel. Beat him down. Beat that man down.
It was the bubble.
Well, kick him in the nuts.
Bubble.
Hurt the nuts.
Yes.
Kick him in the balls.
This is wild. Okay, I gotta watch it.
Yeah. So
even though you just told me the whole story.
It's only three episodes. How about this? I don't want y'all to watch it.
Yeah.
Because we don't. And well, he's not getting paid for this. So go on and watch it. I'm thinking I don't want him to get any more money. But he's not getting paid for this. But whatever.
Yes.
Because he refused to say a word. Like they've interviewed all these moms.
Oh.
They have so many people to interview.
Okay.
There's 3,000 kids out here.
And they can confirm that these are all his kids.
Yes.
Wow.
This is some bullshit.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got angry. I just got angry. Are we done? Yes. We have talked. Giselle will not stop talking. She has too much chia seed.
Right. I know. Chia seeds and blueberries.
All right. We're out of here. We love y'all so much. Yes. All the things. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Kay hasn't heard from her sister in 7 years.
I have a proposal for you. Come up here and document my project. All you need to do is record everything like you always do.
What was that?
That was live audio of a woman's nightmare.
Can Kay trust her sister, or is history repeating itself?
There's nothing dangerous about what you're doing.
They're just dreams.
Dream Sequence is a new horror thriller from Blumhouse Television, iHeartRadio, and Realm. Listen to Dream Sequence on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My kids like this podcast so much. It helps them focus at school, and they learn so much from it.
I am a kid, and me and my little brother listen to it every night before bed.
I love Lingo Kids!
Yeah!
Yes, I'm 8 years old, and I don't care. I still love it.
Parents, our podcast is here to capture imaginations, spark curiosity, inspire new ideas, and even help with bedtime routines. Enjoy it with your kid. Listen to Lingo Kids Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for a fun, screen-free way to entertain your kids? Check out Lively Lewis Stories. Our podcast offers magical adventures with Levi and Ivy, where they meet unicorns, dinosaurs, they time travel, and learn important life lessons like gratitude and compassion. Our stories are perfect for road trips, playtime, or bedtime. Tune in to Lively Lewis Stories on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Lively Lewis Stories, and start listening today.
For 10 years, I've been obsessed with one of the most bizarre and audacious cons in rock and roll history.
We were all facing 20 years and all that good stuff.
The lead singer tried to pull off an English accent, and they went on the road as the Zombies.
These guys are not going to get away with it. The Zombies are too popular.
Listen to the true story of the fake zombies on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.